Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What is your favorite news subject to talk about and why? Pop culture, probably. You know, I just see it as something fun to think about rather than, you know, getting wrapped up in the issues of the day. I just think, you know, it's something that I'm interested in, and, you know, I don't really see that there's a whole lot of weight behind it.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:48. Three big things. Congress back after 4th of July break. Will they overhaul healthcare plan?
Two.
City plans to improve NASCAR Park in downtown Wichita.
One.
Refueling tanker crashes in Mississippi. 16 dead. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning. At the high end, I'm seeing $2.07, but those prices at the low end are creeping down to that $2 a gallon mark. We're starting to see a $2.03 out there. I saw $2.03 near Douglas and Seneca. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, hot. That's the forecast. Sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 100 degrees. You'll see some afternoon winds around 20 miles per hour from the south. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 75. Wednesday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high again near 100 degrees. Now partly cloudy, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and 76 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. Full cocktail menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. It didn't take huffing and puffing to bring down the so-called Three Little Pigs house in Waco, Texas. Police say a drunk driver did the trick by plowing a car into it. The house was featured on the HGTV show Fixer Upper. Police say the homeowners were asleep inside their house when a car came crashing through the front door and got wedged inside. Tire tracks also show parts of the yard were gouged out by the vehicle. The driver was arrested on drunken driving charges. And a couple days ago, we had a car run into the front door of Cake TV out on 13th and West Street.
Wow. What was it? What was this house made out of? Brick?
Yeah, apparently they called it. They called it the Three Little Pigs house.
Oh,
I'll huff and I'll puff. That's Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
It's a pretty clever name for a house.
Yeah,
yeah.
What do you call your house?
My house,
South Fork.
South Fork.
Don shows very little imagination.
South Pork.
Yeah, naming his domicile. Gains in technology and materials companies were mostly outweighed by losses elsewhere on Wall Street, leaving major indexes mixed at the closing bell Monday. Banks, healthcare, and real estate companies fell. Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 2 points, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 5 points.
Oops.
NASDAQ Composite increased 23 points. Randall Quarles, who served in top Treasury Department positions under two Republican presidents, has been nominated by President Donald Trump to take a key position on the Federal Reserve Board in charge of overseeing the banking system and dealing with the, what do they deal with?
Prime interest rates.
Interest rates.
Yeah. What does Trilby Lundberg have to, oh, that's gas prices. Never mind.
Don, pay attention. The United Auto Workers. United Auto Workers have filed petitions to force a unionization election at a Nissan plant in Mississippi. After a years-long campaign to build support in the South, a regional typically unwelcoming to organized labor. What would happen there, guys, if UAW got a toehold at a plant in Mississippi in the South? Could be a domino effect?
Yeah, depends on whether they abuse it or not, you know?
American consumers increased their borrowing in May at the fastest pace in 6 months, reflecting a sharp rebound in the category that includes credit cards. Don Grant borrowing several thousand to send his daughter to school.
Well, you got to pay for all those graduation parties and weddings and all sorts of things going on in May.
Expensive, man.
6:51 now, Steve and Ted, and we're talking about switching to income. Don Grant,
yes,
CFP, the Money Tracker, Don.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, the purpose of putting money away for retirement isn't just about having that money to spend, but to create a base from which income can be produced. Investing for income is much different than investing for in growth. Now, younger investors typically invest aggressively for growth, as they should invest as much as they can, as early as they can, for compounding. And they want that money to grow as much as possible for when they eventually retire. Growth investments often have a higher risk profile. In other words, those investments have more up and down volatility. An investor with a long time horizon generally has the time to weather the down markets in anticipation of greater up markets that propel that portfolio. But what happens when that money, what happens once they retire? Well, once retired, an investor's time horizon is shorter and relative stability in the portfolio is sought. It's also a time to take distributions. So we want to assign more income-producing strategies with assets that we may have previously invested for growth. However, we don't throw the growth out completely. When retired, you'll need income, but you'll also want your asset base to grow. You may live several more decades, and inflation can eat away at your spending power if you were to limit your income to a fixed amount. Finding the right balance of growth and income investments is a challenge for a certified financial planner. We often rely upon historical behavior of different investments to determine how much to allocate to each investment. Now, there is no guarantee that investments will continue to grow or that they'll continue to throw off their promised income, but investors can create a plan that is at least designed with that goal in mind, and it often happens as it should. Well, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Don, today is Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
Oh, you must be getting a lot of calls.
Pardon me? Not a one for that purpose.
Well, I mean, being a lonely guy, you know.
Well, our listeners like to criticize the lonely.
They do?
Cheer up the lonely. Well, there are people in this world who just they don't have any friends, maybe, or a few friends, loved ones, maybe they're this is not their home. They're in the area, and they don't have anybody around.
But how are you going to know them if they're lonely? I mean, if they're alone, they're like hermits or something, you know? I mean, how are you going to know that they're lonely to go and cheer them up?
Well, maybe we should.
Is there a list of lonely people?
Maybe we should.
The who's who of lonely?
Create a website.
Yeah, it's called Match. Well, never mind.
Create a website called Lonely People and everybody who wants
it's
to.
It's called Match.com. Oh, man.
Would you want to be, you know, identifying yourself as a lonely person, though?
I wouldn't. If I were, I wouldn't admit it. You know,
no, that's
I mean,
right.
What am I? If I were lonely, it means that I'm not outgoing, so I wouldn't be able to tell people that I'm lonely because the reason I'm lonely is because I'm just sitting there being lonely.
Yeah, because you go to the mall and just start stopping people saying, hey, I'm lonely.
I'm lonely. Yeah, and then I'd get arrested.
Cheer me up.
Yeah.
Well, then they would think that maybe you were wanting to take something from them or do something with them that's not good.
Exactly. And then I wouldn't be lonely anymore.
Do you remember that
prison
movie, The Lonely Guy?
Oh,
Charles Grodin?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
That was pretty. That's kind
of,
I'll tell you what. You go into it. Let's say you go into a bar. You're a guy, and you go into a bar, and you sit down next to a nice-looking woman and say, I'm lonely. What happens next?
She slaps you, or she gets up and walks away, or dumps a drink
security
on your head. Or,
she's not going to cheer you up. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. Well, unless I'm lonely and I have some cash.
Yeah. If you really know somebody.
You're going to lose your cash, and you're not going to be lonely
for 20
minutes.
If you really know somebody who's lonely, go ahead and cheer them up today. Coming up at 7
How
o'clock.
How do we take these things so far
the from
their original
KNSS Morning
intended.
News with Steve and Ted.
Complete
look at today's news. City is planning to improve downtown of Wichita Park. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.